All right, everybody, what's going on? It's Cultic back with a brand new episode of the VIP Horror Podcast. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the new Scream 5 that is coming out in January. A lot of people are very excited for this. Ghostface has, the Scream franchise, aka Ghostface, has gained popularity since the mid-90s when the very first Scream came out in 1996. And since the Scream 5 trailer got released, it's got me really excited that I decided to revisit the very first Scream. I'm actually in the process of watching all the Screams again, which they are actually one of my favorite movies. Like, when I was watching Scream last night, like, the movie was never scary to me, but when I think of, like, favorite horror movies of all time that I can watch over and over again and it never gets old to me, Scream is definitely the very first one. Now, the thing is with Scream, when you watch Scream 1, it's obviously came out in 1996. So the movie is 25 years old. But whenever you're sitting there watching it, you can see that the movie has some age on it whenever it comes to the killer actually calling people to kill them on a house phone. And cellular phones was actually, if you had one of those, it was a pretty big thing back then in 1996. It's not like how it is now where everybody has a phone. Even a five-year-old has a phone. Was not like that back in 1996. Everybody used their house phones, and you can clearly see that in the movie. And everybody's talking about doing movie trivias, like playing, like the whole killer is based around horror movies and his fandom towards horror movies. But the thing that's pretty funny is like the scene where Randy, Stu, and Billy are actually in the video store. I know a lot of people today, a lot of the younger audience, if they watch something like that, they're like, what the heck is that? Where are they at? Where are they at? You know, what is that they got in their hands? They had VHSs. So you just don't see a lot of stuff like that anymore. There was no streaming back then. So I'm sure a lot of the younger audience, whenever they're watching that, they're like, what the heck is a video store? I've actually come across a few people like that myself, like the younger crowd, where they didn't even know what a video store was. And when I say younger, I mean like teenagers. You know, you got to think, movie stores, I think Blockbuster's been almost out of business for 10 years, except for the one that's in Oregon. I don't know if it's still there or not, but a lot of movie stores have actually went out of business, so a lot of these younger kids don't understand that. So getting back to Scream, that's the funny thing about this, is like it does show its age, but even though it still shows its age, it's still one of the best movies and still stands as one of the best horror movies of all time, still to this day and age. So, wanted to talk about the Scream 5 trailer. Now, if you guys have noticed, it is not set Scream 5. It is called Scream. You look at all the other movies, Scream 2, Scream 3, Scream 4. Why is this one not called Scream 5? Why is this one just called Scream? Well, this is one of the first Scream movies that's not been directed by Wes Craven. You know, Wes Craven was the one that made the Scream movies. This is the very first one that has no involvement of him, unfortunately, because he passed away a few years ago. So, it's been heavily rumored that Matthew Lillard, aka Stu, is going to be the killer in Scream 5. I'm going to keep calling it Scream 5. That has been rumored for quite some time. Now, he was actually supposed to come back in Scream 3. He was supposed to be the one that was orchestrating all the kills in Scream 3 and had like his own legion of killers that he was doing from prison. But that never came into fruition because of world events at the time. So that never really happened. So they completely erased that script for that movie, and that's why I end up being Roman in Scream 3, aka Sydney's brother. So, there was plans to bring back Stu Mocker. You know, it was never, like, not in the playbook, is what I'm getting at. So, when you look at Scream 5's trailer, there's a lot of stuff that you know, leaves you with questions, okay? It feels like Sidney Prescott, Gale Weathers, and Dewey Riley, the three mainstays of the whole entire Scream franchise, it seems like they're kind of taking a back seat to this. But then at the same time, they also look like they're the main cast too. So it's really hard to say, judging by the trailer, where Scream 5 is going to go. But there's one thing that did really catch a lot of people's interest is the fact that in the trailer, Sidney, aka Neve Campbell, does show up at Stu Mocker's house. Stu's house was the original house of the very Scream where all, you know, the big climax came, where it was revealed that Billy Loomis and Stu Mocker was the killers. Now, when you watch all the other Scream movies, Scream 2, Scream 3, Scream 4, they always talk about Billy Loomis, Billy Loomis, Billy Loomis. Stu always gets a back seat when it's compared to Billy. And when it's revealed at the end that Stu and Billy were killers, Sydney, you know, called from within the house. Stu had on the phone, and she said that she called the cops. She said, "Stu, what are you going to tell them?" He's like, "Peer pressure, peer pressure." So in the movie, Stu made it out that Billy peer pressured him into being a killer. So there was a lot of like unanswered questions with Stu. And now, like, watching the very first Scream, like, I can already see where they can tie in Stu to Scream 5. There's so many unopened holes with Stu. And even Matthew Lillard has even been teasing for like the past 2 years about Stu is still alive. It was just the TV that fell on him. Well, if you watch, you know, Scream back in 1996, they didn't have flat screen TVs then. They had the big TVs. So therefore, you know, if one of those fell on you, it would hurt. Would it kill you? I don't know, but it would hurt. Now, if you have one of those flat screen TVs fall on you now, you're just like, what the heck? You know, that gave me a little gash or whatever. So it's a whole different era now. So, you know, Matthew Lillard's been teasing the fact that Stu's alive, which makes me wonder why he's been doing that for the past 2 years. Now, I go to Mad Monster Horror Convention that's down in Charlotte pretty much every year. And 2020, before the pandemic hit, the screencast was there. Jamie Kennedy, a.k.a. Randy Meeks, Matthew Lillard, a.k.a. Stu Mocker, Neve Campbell, a.k.a. Sidney Prescott. Well, during the Q&A panel, they were asking Matthew Lillard, would he ever return to Scream, or what did he think about remaking Scream? He's like, no, absolutely not. He's like, I would not return to Scream unless they paid me. I mean, he was making jokes. Matthew Lillard is a great guy. Neve Campbell is a great girl. And Jamie Kennedy is a great guy. Like, they, you can tell, like, they really enjoy their fans. But the point was, is that Matthew Lillard's been asked numerous times about, would he return to Scream, Scream 5, is Stu still alive? And he's made like little subtle hints about returning to the Scream franchise. So I think it's interesting enough that in the trailer they actually show Stu Mocker's house. I think it's very interesting that they put that in there. So regardless of whoever the killer is in Scream 5, it has to reflect back to the original killers. Obviously, Billy Loomis cannot be alive because he was shot in the head. Stu could be. And to me, the only logical sense for them to return to Stu Mocker's house in Scream 5 is unless he's alive. Now, granted, I mean, the very first Scream was 25 years ago. I mean, obviously, his parents probably still don't own the house or whatever, but there still has to be some connection. Because there would be no reason for Sidney Prescott, a.k.a. the character Sidney Prescott, to return to Stu Mocker's house. There is something big there that is going to happen in Scream 5. And if you look up anything about Matthew Lillard being associated with Scream 5, there's nothing confirming that he is actually in Scream 5. Now, if you guys have noticed with movies, they have actually been doing that a lot lately until the movie is released. Someone did say that it was confirmed, I think, from IMDb. I'm not for sure on that. I'm not for sure on the source, to be honest with you, but someone did confirm that Matthew Lillard was in the credits of Scream 5. So all signs are pointing to the fact that Stu is going to be the killer in Scream 5 or have some type of connection to the killer. So we really don't know until we actually see the movie. You know, they've got to release another trailer before then. But the very first trailer that they showed of Scream 5's already got me excited because I'm one of the original fans of Scream. I've always been a big fan of Scream. And I've always wanted to see Stu return because, as I said previously, if you watch all the other Scream movies, Stu is kind of taking a back seat to Billy being the killer. But they never talk about Stu being dead in all the Scream movies. And I never realized that until someone else pointed it out. I'm like, yeah, you know, they confirmed that Billy's dead, but they never mentioned Stu being dead. So everybody's just assuming that Stu's dead. They never actually confirmed he was dead. So there's a lot of unanswered questions. And then watching, like I said, the very first Scream and seeing connections to Stu being in the fifth one, it's making perfect logical sense. So it's going to be interesting to see where Scream 5 takes a turn. And if you look at the killer in the trailers of Scream 5, he's very, very tall. And see, Stu is tall, aka Matthew Lillard is very tall. I don't know Matthew Lillard's exact height, but I'm 6 foot, and he's got about 4 or 5 inches on me. So Stu is a very tall, Matthew Lillard is a very tall guy. And so it kind of is making sense that it could be Stu Mocker as the killer. So it's, you know, regardless, there's got to be some type of connection to Stu being in Scream 5. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting time if you're a fan of this Scream trilogy. It's going to be a very exciting time if you're a fan of Scream in general, whether you're a new fan coming in or you're an OG original fan. It is going to be a very exciting time. And to me, Scream 5 looks like it's shaping up to be a whole different, you know, like vibe to the Scream series. And it also seems like it's going to pay homage to the OGs, but it also seems like it's going to bring a new audience in. So it's going to be interesting to see where Scream 5 goes. But anyways, I wanted to do a quick recap, a quick episode of the Scream 5 trailer. I've been wanting to do it for, you know, since it was released. I'm sorry for that notification. I have been wanting to do it since 2 weeks ago, but I just never got around to actually doing it. Because I wanted to revisit the very first Scream. But anyways, that is going to wrap this episode of the VIP Horror Podcast. My next episode, I'm actually going to be doing something that's non-horror related. And I'm going to be reviewing Limp Bizkit's new album, Still Sucks. Anyways, catch me next time on the VIP Horror Podcast.